Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos. I want to bring you audio today. God gives and God takes away. God gives and God takes away. I know you've pondered this maybe, but let's look at this. Recently, I had someone call me double-minded because I took something back from them that I had given them because they went into sin. Yep. And they called me double-minded. Well, is it double-minded to take back things when sin enters a situation? Today we're going to look at this, and what you're going to find out is God, who is our perfect example, himself gives and he takes away. First, let's go to life itself. Job 1, 21, 22, and said, "Naked came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. So Job is inferring that he's born, he's going to die, he got a bunch of stuff taken away from him. God gives, God takes away. So it's pretty clear God gives and takes away, but let's look at some more specific examples in the Bible. There's a whole bunch. I just picked out a few. Ready? Let's talk about this. How about Adam and Eve? God put them in a paradise garden, then removed them because of sin. Genesis 3, 23, 24. "Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man and placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life." Yeah, God gave them a garden. They sin one time, one sin. God takes them out of the garden, takes the garden away from them. How about God removing kingdoms? That's a pretty big deal over sin. 1 Samuel 15, 27, 28. "And as Samuel turned about to go away, he laid hold upon the skirt of his mantle, and it rent. And Samuel said unto him, The Lord hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and hath given it to the neighbor of thine that is better than thou." Took the kingdom, removed it. Interesting. How about God removing blessings from Israel? 2 Kings 17, 18 through 20. "Therefore the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah only. Also Judah kept not the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel which they made. And the Lord rejected all the seed of Israel and afflicted them, and delivered them into the hand of spoilers until he had cast them out of his sight." Hey, it looks like God took away their blessing and protection because of sin. How about Jesus himself? Have you heard the parable of the talents? Matthew 25, 26, 28, and 30. "His Lord answered and said to him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I soweth not and gather where I have not strawed. Thou ought therefore have to put my money into exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him that have 10 talents. Cast ye that unprofitable servant into utter darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." This guy didn't do what he was supposed to do. He got everything taken away from him by the Lord. How about Jesus talking about the wedding guest? Did he get to stay because of his sin, or did he get removed? Matthew 22, 12 and 4 through 14. "And he answered to him, Friend, how camest thou hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. And then the king said to the servants, Bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen." Wow, looks like he got taken away because of his got taken away from him because of his actions. How about, we're studying through the book of Revelation right now, verse by verse. How about Revelation talking about, do you get taken out of the book of life? Revelation 22, 19. "And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book." So you can be entered into the book of life and you can be taken out because of your actions. And the last one I got for you, ready? This one might be the most telling. Jesus himself talking to the bodies in Revelation that won't repent. Revelation 2:5. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent. The candlestick is the light. You lose the light of God, you've lost your place. So that is a stark, stark warning. So as you can see from just these few examples I gleaned from Holy Scripture, God himself takes away what he's given when sin enters into the picture. To anyone, for anyone to say that it's double-minded to ever change your mind about giving something because sin has entered the picture, that's calling God double-minded. I ain't going there. I wouldn't do that either if I were you. That's foolishness. God's not double-minded. Wisdom, things get given, things get taken away. Make sure, you saints that are listening, you seekers, you need to repent and obey the gospel. Make sure you saints are walking in all of God's ways, and he is known, that you're known of him, and that you are walking in his ways, lest you may get things taken away from you. We've seen people's light be taken away. We've seen people's families be taken away. We've seen people's freedom be taken away. We've seen people's truth be taken away. Fellowship be taken away. Health be taken away. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 11, Paul says, many of you sleep because you take the Lord's Supper unworthily. God kills people because of their sin. So ponder this. It should cause us all great fear. Paul says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. It is not double-minded to remove things over sin. In fact, go look at 1 Corinthians 5. Paul loved the man enough in sexual sin, removed him from the body so that Satan could destroy his flesh to the saving of his soul. It's actually godly to remove things, to wake people up and to get them to turn for redemption's sake. I hope that blessed you. God gives, God takes away. Love y'all. Check out the Ecclesia Gathering Area, adding to it every day. Check out all the resources at don'tperish.com. Filling it up for the glory of God and for those that want to be edified and fed in eternal truth. Till next time, love y'all. May God be praised.